Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of October 13th and news on the Edge. So, as many of you know, we're starting to get a little bit cooler weather at night. It's in the 60s, which is like 68, 69 degrees, but it's welcome respite from the very, very hot summer that we had. So enjoy this great weather. If you're not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by looking at advocacy, promotion, and education as our pillars of focus for over 140 businesses that look to us for guidance now. So honored to be a part of our community here in St. Pete. Some events that are coming up October 25th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. is the Mezzo Market. So if you haven't been to that, it is an amazing event. Over 125 local makers and shops pop up along Baum Avenue. And we also have the nearby Sunshine City Market that has come to on the same dates that Mezzo Market is, and it's over on First Avenue, so go and check them out as well. October 26th, so the day after Mezzo Market, from noon to 5 p.m. is our giant Halloween on Central event. Over 100,000 people are involved with that, over 1,000 businesses, so it definitely is a St. Pete day, and I'm expecting beautiful weather. That goes from MLK all the way to 31st Street down Central Avenue and just has about every kind of entertainment that you could want. Great day to bring the family out. As I say, allows the kids to be kids and the adults to feel like kids again. October 30th is our Networking in the Edge, and that's going to be from noon to 1 p.m. So the Edge District is about 1 mile if you do the loop along Central Avenue. So folks are meeting at Suncoast Credit Union right there in the heart of the Edge District, and just going to kind of get together and get out and get some exercise and meet some people. November 1st is Trash or Treat. That's a cleanup starting at Sons Market on Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon, just to kind of clean up after the Halloween festivities that happen around downtown. There are dozens of events around the Edge, and you can check out the highlights at edgedistrict.org/events with our community calendar. For announcements, did you know that in a few years from today or this week, following several forthcoming developments that are going to be in the Edge, we're going to be one of the densest districts in the densest city in the densest county in Florida. So that's really one of the missions behind the association, is to manage that density well so that everybody has a great time, gets along, and enjoys our district. So what's new and coming soon in the Edge? Peach Pump is now open, so a women's gym in the 900 building. Also in the 900 building, Berg Nutrition is now open with smoothies, juices, etc. And then there's the Central Pet Express Care. So it's going to be a night and weekend hours veterinary service that's going to be opening up in that building also. Down the road a little bit, the Drunken Walk. That is Ferg's pop-up food truck out front. And they have just a couple weeks open and amazing food, so check them out. Evenings and weekends, great spot. They've got some little cafe seating out front of that as well. Bosphorus, every day I go by, I'm like, hurry up, open, because I'm super, super waiting for this Mediterranean food restaurant. And they're expecting a November open. So get your palate ready. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then nearby, say hello to Sunshine City Popcorn's newest dessert and coffee partner, Eat This Dessert First. And they're actually celebrating their 11th year on October the 18th. So, but this is a new brick and mortar location where they're popping up with Sunshine City Popcorn. Viv Upscale Apartments are opening in November as well. So if you see the theme, a lot of stuff coming this fall. They've got studios up to 3 bedrooms, 269 units. 900 people were on the list to get information about this place, so it should fill up quickly. Our partners nearby at St. Pete Calisthenics, that's at 1965th Avenue South, so get fit. They're getting us moving around and burning those calories. It's just a great time, really, to find a brick-and-mortar location in the Edge or nearby. Email info@edgedistrict.org if you're interested in finding out more. For drinks and dining, 38 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. Give some love to Enigma Bar and Lounge for their environmental responsibility. They don't use plastic straws or cups. They serve you water in a glass, wooden stirrers, and reusable metal straws for all their tall drinks. So Sons Market just kind of celebrated them with a happy hour this last week. Another celebration with our Edge neighbors, the Melting Pot was just awarded the number one melting pot in America for bar sales. So they haven't even been open a year, and they're really crushing it. So give it up to Selinda and the team. You know, it really comes from leadership, location, libations, and love from St. Pete. So Melting Pot has been part of the community here for over 30 years. And the St. Pete location is the flagship location now that helps all the North American locations just get better and serve their communities. For shopping, it's only 11 weeks until Christmas. So if you haven't started shopping, you better get shopping. For apparel, Edge is a great district. We've got full court classics. They've got hats, shirts, shorts, shoes. It's really the coolest vibe in town. Great staff there at Full Court Classics. Atlas Body Plus Home. It's kind of fashion up, right? With lots of men's gear, accessories, and at-home products. Just really amazing selection that's curated there. A matter of fact, they've got shirts, lids, swimwear, bottoms, casual to collared, and more. They focus on core products. Really, there's kind of earth tones, a relaxed vibe. One of my favorite places in town. As far as the women's clothing, Ash Couture, laid-back luxe is how they frame it. The perfect curation of goods to take you from beach to bar and everywhere you stop between. So really, Amanda and the team, one of the top curated shops in the Bay Area. You're just going to go back all the time to see the latest selection that they've picked out. Last but not least, Bobbles and Lace. That's our newest of our apparel family. Highly stylized women's wear. Kat and the team make trying on and finding that perfect outfit, really an experience. And just, I see sets of girlfriends going in there all the time and taking selfies and having a ball. If you don't know people's sizes, you know, buy an accessory and a gift card, best way. But let's shop local this Christmas. Check out our new website. We've got over 18 categories of businesses that we help within our association. And we've got a legal category. So whether it's preventative, proactive, or protective, all the legal assistance you would need during your life, just check out our businesses, especially Douglas G. Jackson Law Firm. They just do such gifting into the community. They're an inspiration, really, to us all. As far as entertainment, things to do on the Edge, we know about the eating, the drinking, the shopping, and the entertainment. So I'm just going to real quick list all the crazy things you can do in the district, from magic shows to axe throwing, live music, trivia nights, drag shows, scavenger hunts, bar crawls, mural tours, watch parties, billiard tables, simulation golf, video games, book clubs, street parties, chalk art, candle crafting, pool parties, bachelorette evenings, sports events, and more. Yeah, it's all happening in the Edge, so come and check us out. Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to CASA. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so please go to their website and see how you can help out, and that's casapinellas.org. All right, and edgedistrict.org for all things Edge. Take care and have a great week.